TD!
Welcome to the Younglings Podcast, a Star Wars podcast by younglings, for younglings, and anyone else who enjoys Star Wars. Hi, I'm your host, Annie Friginal, age 12.
Hi, I'm your co-host, Tessa Friginal, age 9.
Hello, my name is Soji. What's your favorite color?
Today in Younglings, we'll go through the latest Star Wars news, a Rogue One trailer discussion, and Soji will be performing a Star Wars stand-up comedy show.
What's the matter? You smell something?
Yes!
Hi, this is your co-host, Tessa, and I smell some news. To promote the release of new Rogue One toys, Lucasfilm created an animated series called Go Rogue. Go Rogue is a series featuring the new Rogue One toys, such as 3¾-inch figures, Lego minifigures, Hasbro action figures, and Funko Pops. You can watch the series on StarWars.com. The first episode out of 13 of the Freemaker Adventures premiered on April 28th. It stars three siblings who make their way in the galaxy by running a salvage and repair shop in the space station called The Wheel. The stories are set in the time between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. You can watch the series on Disney XD. Lucasfilm released the final trailer for Rogue One on October 13th. The 2-minute, 30-second trailer gave us more of a backstory about Jyn Erso, the main hero of the film, and a glimpse of some new characters from both the Rebellion and Empire. We also got to see two clips of Darth Vader himself. Rogue One will be released in theaters on December 16th. The main characters for the Han Solo spin-off film have been selected. Alden Ehrenreich will play Han Solo, Donald Glover will play Lando, and Emilia Clarke has been cast an unspecified role. The Han Solo movie will be in theaters in 2018.
The Rogue One trailer with a bunch of TV spots finally came out and we are going crazy. We are so excited. And some of the stuff in there was really, really, really worth discussing. So why don't we discuss that?
Yes, I really enjoyed the TV spot more about Jyn Erso's father. It explains more about why he left and why he's with the Empire now.
I think it explained a lot. Like, it seems like he was captured or recruited by them and had no other choice, and that's why he joined them. And it looks like he told Jyn to escape or something, and so that's how she went, and so that's how years later on she came to go to the Rebellion.
Yes, there's one trailer where this lady gives her a Kyber Saber crystal, and I think that's pretty neat.
Okay. Who do you think that lady is?
Maybe just a kind woman that she found while she was alone.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe that's her mom, but we're really not sure. Oh, yes, Cassian Andor, who do you think he is?
Just a guy who joined the Rebellion and became wonderful friends with Jyn. So, yeah. I think he's pretty, you know. a great character, and I think he'll really stand out in the movie and do a great job. He's a pilot, so I really enjoy K2SO. He is really funny.
Yeah, he says some pretty funny stuff, and I don't think he means to, but it just comes out hilarious. Like how he said, "My master says that you are a friend. I will not kill you." It's just so funny that he's just, like, saying, "I'm not gonna kill you," like that.
Yeah, it seems like you wouldn't really say that, but a droid doesn't really know.
And he says, also says the classic stuff of, like, there's no chance of success when they just have to do this, or else the Wolf Galaxy's gonna perish. That really just hits it, though, and makes it classic Star Wars. So that really makes K2SO have a place in this new new Star Wars story.
Yeah, I think you're right. I really like Chirrut Imwe's character. I mean, he's really funny since he can't see. He thinks the Force is protecting him, and it's Baze Malbus.
Baze Malbus is a pretty funny character. There's one line that my dad keeps telling us, but we haven't seen it yet. He can't find it. He's looked everywhere on YouTube, and he just can't seem to find that trailer gun. I thought that was kind of funny. I don't know why. For me, Baze Malbus totally won the award for most able to be quoted. Like, we're at Walmart having a cargo run for water gallons, and one of us always says, "How many do we need?" And yeah, it goes on from there, and we start saying all these other Baze Malbus quotes for like 10 minutes, 10 to 20 minutes. It can go on forever, and it's always so much fun.
Yeah, from what I've seen so far, I think Baze Malbus is my favorite character.
Yeah, it's kind of hard not to make him one of your favorite characters, but right now I'm trying to not have a favorite character until I see the movie. Then I'll choose who my favorite character is from Rogue One. Do you have any predictions for the movie, Tessa?
From what I've seen so far, not really, but there's a lot of clips that are basically from the same scene, so if you, like, tried to put them together, you could, like, basically figure part of it out.
I don't think so. They always can surprise us, no matter how much we try to figure it all out. So, yeah, the younglings are really, really, really excited for Rogue One. Let's hear it for Rogue One, everybody! And you can watch our trailer reaction on YouTube. Just go to the Younglings Podcast. Hope you enjoy it.
Excuse me?
You wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you?
No, not really, no.
So, my little brother Soji has a love for jokes, especially Star Wars jokes. So, he's gonna perform for us a stand-up comedy show. So, let's welcome Soji, and please enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome to the Soji Pop Quiz. Did you hear about Salacious Crumb, how he was trying to be a stand-up comedian? Yeah, it didn't really work out because nobody came to his show because all his jokes were too crummy. Speaking of crumbs, I like food. Do you like food? Yeah, I'm a foodie. I like every food. Especially Mon Calamari. Yeah, and I also like dessert. Very good. Mwah. Yeah, hey, here's another joke. What is Princess Leia's favorite dessert? Galactic cinnamon bun! I like jokes, but I'm not a big fan of chicken jokes. So why did Anakin cross the road? To get to the dark side. That's so predictable, especially because George Lucas made episode 4 first. And now we have a new trilogy. You guys excited about that? So who do you think is the brightest Star Wars character? Rey! Especially when she uses her lightsaber. But I have to admit, my all-time favorite movie is still Empire. But I don't get why people don't visit Dagobah anymore. Everybody's there so sweet, especially Master Soda. Thanks, guys. You've been really nice. You've been awful nice. Good luck saving the galaxy. Bye-bye.
To listen to more Younglings episodes and get some awesome Star Wars news, visit our website, www.theyounglingspodcast.com, and make sure to follow us on Instagram at The Younglings Podcast.
We'd like to thank our producer, our dad, and our supporter, our mom.
And we'd like to give a shout out to our baby cousins, Daniel Patel and Isabella Lee, the newest Younglings in our family. But for now,
may the Force be with you!